So tell me, what do you think, what are you going to do next when you get to your school?
I would like to talk to the other students just about it. I've met a bunch of people from different schools, you know, just today, and I'd like to kind of introduce that this is a crisis that everybody's kind of dealing with, whether it's on the minor scale of, yeah, I know some people, you know, that this happened to, or very personal, like my parents have been addicts, have been dealing with it. I'd like to spread the word and spread just empathy among peers.
Is there anything that you learned that you didn't know before about opioids?
Yeah, just a crazy fun fact that's been kind of a staple is that more people have died from opioids in North Carolina recently than by car crashes. And something that's much more talked about than this opioid deaths are car crashes. You know, people are like, man, this guy got in a crash, you know, but not this, someone died, you know, from drug overdose.
Is it something anyone that people talk about in the halls? Do you ever hear?
I will hear someone overdosed, but generally nothing is followed up on that front. That's the end of it. They're sent to the hospital, you know, they get the treatment they need, and then they come back to school, and it's like nothing happened.
So do you think you're going to change that with this program, with this summit? Could this summit help change that? Is there a step you want to take when you get back to school?
Something I would love to do is just casually introduce it as a topic in conversation. Ask, hey, you know, what happened to this, you know, person? Are they fine? You know, can we help them out in any way?
No. I feel like everybody can be a helping factor in raising awareness on opioids, and that if they know someone or, like, see something that may be like a sign, that they should ask for help and try to get help.